welcome back, everybody. This is our next installment of our Advent Calendar mini-sode episodes. So today we're going to talk about our recommendations for giving a book as a gift. So, you know, some of the books that we like to gift other people. So Julia, what is a book that you like to give others?
So this is a great book that you can give to pretty much anyone in your life. This is Miracle Creek by Angie Kim, which is one of our favorite books. We've all read it. We had her on the podcast. Go back and listen to it. It's a great episode, and she's wonderful. But her book, Miracle Creek, is so good. It's such a great read, and it literally has something for everyone. Mm-hmm. So it is a courtroom drama. It is also deals with parents who have children with special needs, in this case, children who are on the autism spectrum disorder. It's an immigrant story. So I was saying in a recent episode, I wanted more books with Korean American characters. This is one that had really great exploration of a family who emigrates from Korea to America. There is a story about just like coming of age. I'm blanking on all of the different like plot lines in this book because there really are just so many. That's why I feel like there's something for, you know, pretty much anyone. So no matter what kind of book you typically read, I feel like Miracle Creek is something that would really appeal to you.
Great.
I second that. My go-to present is Tiny Beautiful Things by Cheryl Strayed. I'm sure if you've listened to any of our other podcasts, you've heard me talk about it. It's come up a lot. It is the rare piece of nonfiction that I really love. But it's also just, it's lovely. And it's a conversation, it feels like, with your best and wisest friend, who treats you very kindly, but also tells you the actual truth that you need to hear. It's just, I've read it multiple times. Every time I've gotten something different from it, it's just wonderful. And it, I think, would work for just about everybody, unless somebody has a problem with swearing, because Cheryl Strayed does, she talks like a grown-up. So it's not a G-rated book.
No.
No. I totally co-signed that book. I love it so much.
I think I got it for you, right, Rach?
Yeah, I think you did. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. So my gift idea is Becoming by Michelle Obama. I actually gifted this to our mom, but I feel like it is one of those books that a lot of people would like, because it's just, she's so very honest and, you know, really delves deep into, you know, growing up and lessons learned and, you know, how she got to where she is today. And, you know, if for anyone who's interested in politics too, there's a little bit of that, because obviously she was married to a president. You might've heard of him. but it's so very, still just so very much about her and her life. And I was so engrossed. I couldn't put it down. I mean, I listened to it on audiobook, which she narrates herself. And I wanted more and more and more. Even though it's a really long book, you still want more. So right. I think it's a good gift.
I loved that book. That's a good idea. Yeah.